Coverage, your favorite podcast. I'm Manny Mue with
Laura Lee. We got some special guests in the house today.
Hello. Hey
guys. Oh my God.
I'm so excited.
Okay, we have Adam. Hey. And Louie.
That is Perra. You guys are so excited to be here.
I'm so excited to have you guys on. Like, I feel like we're in our guest era right now. We're in our guest era. Yes. It's so fun. Because it's like, we love doing it. Like, I mean, even when we do it like ourselves, like, it's fun. But like, there's something about having a guest on or a guests that is just so like, exciting because we get to talk to you guys about something.
I feel like even we were hella excited because we're like, oh my God, we're all gonna get to just like have a conversation and bounce off each other. We've never done something like this together, so we're like, oh my God, this is
exciting. You guys haven't done like a podcast together? Okay, so I noticed you guys are
super. Y'all are popping your cherry.
I love it. Doing that shit.
Because you guys are like,
besties. You guys are pretty close.
And that's how like when you guys we're talking about when we were all talking about it, I was just like, wait, this is gonna be like our first time like doing something together with like more people with us. You're all wet already. I'm like, sorry, you got all excited.
I have that effect.
I'm like, do you want to switch sides?
No, I like it because like obviously us being best friends, we're like, the idea to be able to have two best friends on is
we
cool.
We were like, do we have them on to, well, we originally wanted you to book you guys separately, but then we were like, wait, like, we feel like you guys are so close. And we were like, I think it would be like interesting to have them on together because it would just be so good, you know? Because you guys have such great chemistry.
I feel like this is the first time I come on a podcast and I'm not nervous.
Same.
We love to hear it. It's gonna be
we know y'all's like chemistry as well. And we know like how we are together. So we're like, oh, it's just gonna be like fun.
It's just fun. We just wanna have a good time and just shoot the shit. It's like our podcast is like not very structured. We just like to.
It's not, and it's not like serious like that. Like, we just like that's what I call full coverage. Like, we're just like full, like, we're like,
I love that name, by the way. Like, the moment I saw it,
thank you.
It's a little double entendre or whatever. Yeah.
But it's just like, because I feel like it's based off of our dynamic, like, it's not based off of like it needs to be a certain way. It's just like, yo, like, this is just like our podcast, like, it's fun,
it's not that serious.
It's not that serious, it's like, we don't really care that much.
That should be our
topic. Like, you guys shouldn't have even came.
Like, we don't love you guys, but like, we care. But like, it's like different.
Yeah. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously, mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
we have to pick peaks and pits.
We're doing peaks and pits first. I feel like you have one of yours. Spill it. Give us something.
Give us a peek.
Okay, a peek, something good.
Something good.
So this is exciting for me because I wasn't expecting it. But I think just having a Valentine's Day this year.
Excuse me?
Yeah. Oh like my God. I didn't think I was gonna have one. So I was really like trying to make plans and shit. Cause all my friends are taken. So I was like, what am I gonna do like for Valentine's? Yes. Yeah. But last minute, like someone just asked me and I was like, oh my God.
So wait, so
how
did
this happen? Like I need this fucking full tea.
So I basically, someone sent me, I don't want to spill too much, but someone sent me like a little bouquet of like flowers. And I was like, who the fuck sent me flowers? Because I love getting flowers. Like I love it, love it, love it, love it. And then I was like, oh my God, who sent me flowers? Maybe like a brand. Like sometimes they'll send you flowers. Like a little thank you.
I would think immediately a brand.
Yeah, totally. Same. So then I was like, oh cute. I saw the letter, didn't think anything of it. And then it just said, will you be my Valentine? And I was like, oh. I was like, what brand just sent me this shit? And it's kind of like, bitch, I was gonna get mad.
Who did this?
I was gonna get mad. But then I obviously saw a name on there and I was like, oh my God.
Oh my,
I was like, I felt like a little girl again, like in middle school, like a somebody asked again, me to be like their brand. I was like, what the fuck?
I think that's the sweetest way to ask. Like, that is such a cute way. Sending you flowers.
And like, not expecting it, I feel like that's what. Just made me be like, what the fuck?
It sent you over the edge.
Yeah, and I like, I posted
getting his dick sucked for sure. And my-
Confirmed.
Oh,
no, bitch, but I posted it and then all my my comments were like, bitch, you sent these flowers to yourself. Or someone's like, let me find out your friends or your sister did it.
Literally.
So I was
the comments were like, bitch, you know it was Adam.
I'm glad you got them.
Bitch, no, I imagine this whole time it's
just you show up and there's like, no one there.
I'm all dolled up, just wait.
You're like, I have a reservation. You're like, there's nobody under that name here.
Like, that's like, not that's real. Not even real. It's like George Glass. Like,
that's not a fake ass name. Don't jinx it.
No, it's really, really cute. Crying. I love that. That's so cute. I'm so happy.
Because
you've been like single for a long time.
I have.
Now.
Yeah. Like, for over a year now.
So you were in a long-term relationship beforehand and now you've been single for a while.
Yeah, so like in time goes by so slow when you're like single. Okay. After being in a long relationship,
I was gonna say, especially that.
But yeah, so like getting, cause I didn't have a Valentine last year, but my friend, wait, I wasn't done with that.
No,
wait. I didn't have one, but then they did something for me last minute and did like this whole thing for me. So I was like, oh my God, because they're all in relationships. So I literally was like getting FOMO, feeling extra lonely. I had only been single for a few months. And then him and Marlene surprised me with this huge, like fucking full out. Like literally never had something like that.
That's love.
And I was like, oh my God. I started crying, being a Chiyona.
That's so cute.
Yeah. It was hella cute because we had went to Disney and I was like, how the fuck are we going to be able to plan it without him like knowing that we're going to ask him?
Right, right.
So we had took him to Disney the day of us asking him. And then I was like, okay, can y'all go to his house right now? His family was in on it and everything. And then we got home and he was like, what the fuck? And we weren't even with him when he got home.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We were like hiding in his grass and shit. So I was like, what the fuck? So then we had like pulled up on him as soon as he was unlocking his door and he was like, and like, he was just like.
Let me tell y'all though, I was like, so like, my mind was just like trying to process it and I really didn't know they were doing it. Mm-hmm. That when they pulled up, I thought they were just there to record. I don't know what was that. Right. So I was like, they got there and I was like looking for someone. I was like, what the fuck?
You're like, who did
but
this?
Then it hit me because I looked back at them, like really looked at them. They looked so happy. And I was like, oh my God, it was them. God. So I started crying.
That is precious. Yeah.
And I'm not a crier. So that's how you know that shit.
I've never seen him cry.
Oh my God.
I'm not a crier really either.
Oh, baby, I'll cry.
Me
really?
Too.
I'm
about to cry today.
I'll cry. Right now.
I'm about to cry. Yeah. I know, like, I'm about to cry because of this story.
I'm real. Yeah, I'm over here.
I know. I'm like,
me and you were like,
I'm fully dead inside.
For real. Like, I have dry eyes.
He's like, well, that was boring.
I'm drier.
His eyes are like, I'm
less
emotional.
How many eye drops in?
No, that's actually really cute. Laura and Tyler have actually sent me flowers for my
family. We sure have.
And it's very cute. It's very cute. And like, I feel very like seen.
Yes.
Because I've never been in a relationship like my whole life. So I'm very used to like being, I swear, I've never had a boyfriend. I've
like
definitely dated.
Like
situationships.
Yes, yes. I've been in situationships. Like last guy I saw, like we were dating for like 2 months, but it's just like, where I'm not like, you're my man, monogamously, I guess. So to me, it's like, so like, I'm like, Valentine's like, oh, it's just like, whatever. Like, it's just like another day. So when you sent me, I was like, oh my God, like it was very sweet and very endearing. And I felt very like, oh my God, like, Like I'm here. I'm the honorary Valentine's because it was right. literally from you and Tyler. Yep. Like, you're our Valentine.
That's right.
You're that was you and Poopy.
Yeah.
What was your what's your peak, Adam?
Mine is okay. Well, I'm doing something super exciting that I've never done before. So I'm hosting at a club this week.
Yeah. Oh.
So excited because like obviously we go to the club, like it's fun, and like I always meet people going out.
Yeah,
but this time people are going there specifically to meet me.
It's gonna be lit. Are you nervous?
I'm a little nervous because like I don't know if I'm gonna like give the girlies what they want. Like
you're gonna get the girlies,
like, you know what I mean? Like I'm just like I don't know, I don't want to like underdo it for them, you know.
Mm-hmm. You won't. So I'm, there's like, no way.
But what club is like? What are you doing?
It's
like,
in Pomona. It's and it's a gay club too. So all the girls and the gays are gonna show up.
You literally can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong.
You literally can't go wrong. Yeah. Absolutely. That's gonna be the funnest night ever.
Oh my god, I love that.
So I'm like prepping everything. I'm getting like a party bus. Like,
what do you do when you host? Actually, yeah, we want to know more. So I've never done that before. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, me neither. This is my first time. So it's like I have a 30-minute like meet and greet with everyone, and I have like a little section and just pretty much party it the fuck up with everybody there.
Sick as fuck.
Yeah.
So you don't actually have to do anything. Like, you don't have to, like, go on the microphone and be like, hey, guys, thank you for having me.
I'm all doing a performance.
You should. RuPaul's
all there. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Now I kind of want to host one.
Are you doing anything for Valentine's?
dude, okay, it's so bad because like I don't even know because it happened so fast, bitch. We're really already like what the fuck, 2023, hello.
I know it's gonna be gone.
So I was like, I didn't even have time. I don't even think me or my boyfriend asked each other.
How long have you and your boyfriend been together? I'm just nosing. I'm just, oh shit, y'all been together a long time. And gay years, honey, that's a decade.
I know.
That's 20. Yes,
that's 20
and gay.
Yeah. That's
and
20 and
that,
gay.
And you know that.
I do know that.
Ah, you're gay.
And you know that. No, literally, because like you have all like gay friends.
No, you're literally like our Marlene. We have one girlfriend, and we're like, she lives for the gays, and she's like, I just feel the happiest right here. And
that's
like,
me. That's
what we're
me.
Like. Oh my god, I feel like when a gay a friend fly. Group has a Marlene a or like fly. A girl,
mm-hmm. yeah.
yeah, you're just it's sickening. I don't it's know. You live through her.
You just need one in the group. Okay?
Yeah,
you do.
Need
one.
Like, and then it's sickening, like how you just said right now. Like y'all understand everything that goes
absolutely.
On. Y'all know
the
video.
She knows the tea.
Yes,
that's Marlene. She watches Drag Race, so she knows.
Yes,
I am through and through.
She's like,
I only go to gay clubs.
We just went to Vegas a few weeks ago, and we went to Drag Race Live.
Oh my god, you guys!
How was it? No,
it was the best.
You guys should hit them
seen.
Up. They'll get you they'll get you a table, and like they'll like say yes, they absolutely will. They'll hook you up. No,
we want to see it. So, we see like TikToks all the time. We're like,
no,
in person, it's like
insane. Oh, no. Like it is insane. I almost wanted to cry because I'm a cryer, but I was. Just, it was just like so.
Like,
take that with
a grain
of salt.
Every time. Like, it was cute.
No, I was literally like.
Yes.
Like when Georgia went on, bitch, I was screaming.
This one time, I don't know where we were at, and Adam was like, kept doing this, hyping someone up. I forgot we were watching something. This bitch started bleeding from his thumb from how much he was snapping.
I was like, a party bus.
It was chapped. His hands got chapped.
Everybody's like,
I was like, yeah.
I'm like, you know, this is a real death drop. No, literally, I was like, hyped the fuck up, and I was like, a little drunk. So I didn't even feel my body like hurting shit. Up until I like saw some red, I was like, oh. Like, I was recent. I still have the fucking like little mark on here.
Oh my god. He showed me, he was like, Lily. And it was like so much blood. I was like, bitch, from snapping.
My god, who were you cheering for?
I was gonna show you for your mom.
Yeah, my mom was on the party.
That's okay though. We'll accept that.
No, you guys have to go to the show, like for real.
I know you guys have the best time of your life.
No, we already gag over on TV, bitch.
Right?
Yeah. Hello. I'm watching like
production. The production value in that show is crazy.
They're dropping from the ceiling and shit.
From
like,
the fucking, they're hanging.
Georges was like,
Georges like holding on just her wrist.
What other queens are there?
Georges, Eureka, Aquaria, Jada.
Wow. Asia.
Asia is the host.
And then that's
Derrick Barry.
And Derrick Barry, of course.
Doing a Britney number.
Oh my god.
And it was literally like,
yep.
That's Britney.
That's so cool. I love
when she was
that.
Spinning really on stage, good. I'm like, that's Britney on IG stories like this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know the exact amount of energy's twirling.
Yep.
That's what it was.
It's so good. So
we have to go. Wait, but is it like an annual thing, or is it like it's all year round? Bitch.
It's year round, year. And they sometimes round. Trade out queens, so like other queens though, can get a break. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they do like sickening. I think she said Jada told me because you'll get to meet them after.
Yeah,
like no. I'm sure because you guys can like hook up with a wild presence or whoever the PR people yeah. are, and they'll let you meet them after. And was telling me they do 8 weeks.
We've met Georges before, huh?
Yeah,
she's at the club so small.
Yeah. The club that I'm hosting at, she hosted.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, and we went. It was when her season was airing.
Yeah.
So we went.
Oh, they were just going like, crazy. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I had an ugly-ass outfit on. That's how I remember it so clearly.
Tana, explain that. Well,
give us outfit so details.
The, I had just moved out to L.A., and I moved out here before.
Are
I
was feeling from fantasy.
Texas?
Yes.
Period.
And before, I wasn't even 21, so, like, going out was like, wait, what? We go out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was very excited to go out, feeling my oats. Bitch, I had the ugliest outfit on, mind you. He was there, Jenny was there, serving
love,
the fucking looks.
Love Jenny, we love Jenny.
And bitch, I show up in a white crop hoodie,
a knitted hoodie.
No, bitch, I was all everybody's grandma. So, and then I have fucking American Eagles. I love American Eagle, but I had to the club. I was wearing blue jeans.
You were hot, baby. You were hot.
It's just like, you know, like when people go out to the club, you kind of wear like darker clothes.
Yeah, 100%.
You kind of like
a little more risque, a little more fun.
Yeah, yes. Yes. Like sexier. Y'all look like we're gonna go out.
Adam brought the walker too. He's like this.
No, but it didn't look that bad to me until he started capping on himself.
And then I was like, "Yeah, you do look like shit. Where are you?"
I'm like,
actually, you're not with me today.
I didn't hit me.
And then I had some fucking white snow boots on.
Oh, so you were really living the fantasy.
You're the fantasy. You're straight out of Colorado.
She was an Aspen.
The locations were confused.
Yeah, bitch.
It's okay, but you mainly have dedicated videos roasting our old red carpet looks.
So imagine being on the carpet doing that.
Yeah, imagine being on a red carpet with Getty Images with some of our outfits.
And that'll never go
And knowing that those images are out there forever.
I don't cry, but I'm like,
in a sequin romper from a boutique.
No!
19 on the red carpet. The people's event. And I'm just like there.
You like go back and like cringe.
Oh, God. It was so bad. So bad. I didn't know. I wasn't.
Yeah, the mug was right.
Give us the mug was right.
Yeah. The mug was
kinda,
right.
Kind of. The lash was wonky, but.
it was like Gia.
It was Gia. Sure was.
Okay, my peak.
Give us something.
So last night I went out. Like I went out for like the Super Bowl, did like the whole fantasy. I went out. I was feeling the fantasy because I was like in like a kind of a short, like kind of crop baseball tee.
I saw your video.
And I was kind of like
very skanky.
Like I was living and I was like wearing a jog.
She was wearing this jog.
Yes.
I saw that.
I got hit on like 10 times.
Shut up.
And I don't get hit on like that when I go to the club. Like it never happens to me. But for some reason with like the self tan, the like little haircut, like the full fantasy, me really swearing. And maybe when I would bend over to grab something, like the jaw showing. Yeah. So
he was out there milking it.
I was milking it.
I just fell.
Yes. No, I was milking it. So I literally got hit on like 10 times.
Wait, I have a question. Cause you went pretty early, right?
I did. So I didn't stay out that late.
Cause it was like,
daytime.
People could see you.
Yeah.
Because like people want to start, bitch. Well, at least for me, I feel like you can't see anybody in there.
And
like
right so here. Lit too, by that time, like at night time.
So maybe like guys were like,
yeah, I went out at like 3
people
3:00.
Were like conscious.
I was out from 3 to 11.
Shut up.
I was not okay
that
when I got home. I don't know how I'm here right now. I wasn't well.
No.
But it was like, I did feel like, oh, I feel cute because I was getting hit on like by people. Maybe because they could see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See me. So that was my peak. So I'm like, I just felt like,
and the outfit was cute.
The outfit was, and it's funny because I'm like in a baseball tee for a football event.
I know.
Like fully swearing. I'm like, you know, it's the vibe though.
You're like, close enough.
Was for the vibe. It was the sporty spice. Yeah. It was the energy.
I love that.
And so that was, I didn't get any other numbers because like a lot of them weren't cute, but it was just nice to be hit on.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. Even if you're ugly and you hit on me, like, you still don't hit on me.
Yeah.
Ever.
Like, I'm not down. But at least like I was approachable.
Yeah. I love that.
At least I
look down.
Don't ever look at me again, but thank you.
Bitch.
Oh, yeah, what's your peak?
My peak is not guys hitting on me at the club. My peak is I'm officially planning a trip to Italy this year. I've wanted to go my whole life. And every year I'm like, I'm going to go this year. But you know, that's like a dedicated trip.
Is.
Like, that is like a lot of time and like a lot of money, a lot of effort and things like that. So I'm always putting it off. But me and Tyler have finally started planning our trip. Have you guys ever been? Never been to Italy. Have you guys ever been to like?
I've never left the country. Well,
you lie.
We just went like to Mexico. Yeah, what, a few like months ago?
2 or 3 months ago.
For a brand trip.
Go?
We went to Ciudad de Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And we went for like a little city event. Yeah. Yes.
Bitch, the altitude is so high in Mexico City.
The what?
The altitude is so high there. I was like,
yeah.
Not well.
Well, I'm from Texas, so I was like, I'm used to it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
How long have you lived in LA?
A year and a half.
You?
Where are you from? 2 or 3 years. Up north.
Ah, yeah, I'm from Watsonville.
Yes. So I was already in Cali.
Okay, okay.
But oh my God, just like comparing like down south versus I almost was a whole different state.
It was in San Francisco you were at?
Near San Francisco. It's called Watsonville.
Okay, got it.
But it's like an hour and 30 from San Francisco.
Yep. Okay, like towards
Fresno. So I usually say San Francisco because a lot of people don't know Watsonville.
Yeah. Yeah.
San Francisco. They're like, oh, okay, cute. But yeah, so moving down here was like a whole, so I can't even imagine for Adam.
Oh my God, from Texas?
I've been from Alabama.
Oh, my God.
You too. Hello. She said culture shock when she got
here. Yeah,
oh,
I
she
bet.
Said it was spooked her.
Oh, my God.
I said, where are the gay people? I've been deprived.
Oh, I love gay people.
It's so funny. In Alabama, I knew one guy. He did an internship with Tyler at Hyundai. His name was Abe, and he was a gay guy. We immediately like connected. And I just loved his ass, and we hung out the whole summer. But then
you loved his ass.
Literally, I loved his ass. And we clicked. And then I moved out here, and just like zero friends, of course, because I came all the way from Alabama. I literally didn't know anyone, and I had kikied with a few girls before him, but then I automatically was just like drawn. I was friends with Patrick very early on, Manny very early on. Gabriel was with Jesus hair. That crowd was like my first friends out here. Yeah.
Sickening. You've been a girly ever since.
But you had like no gay friends really growing up though, because there was no like, at least not they weren't out. They weren't out.
I'm sure there were one or two. It's so funny. Tyler's best friend in college came out gay. Yes. Yes. And
nobody had.
You never know,
because they're so like,
they're so like, you just can't. Your gaydar does not go off. They hide it. They hide it. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever, and it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century, and that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one, and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I'm absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
So like the gay scene is non-existent out there?
So whenever I was in high school, his aunt, who is crazy, and I love her to death, but she would like take me clubbing and I'm like 17, 16 years old, but whatever, fuck it, right?
Yeah.
So she would take me clubbing and there's this gay club in Alabama. It's like probably one of the only ones called 322. And I had no idea we even had a gay club. I'm in high school. I don't know nothing. She takes me out there, sneaks me in because I'm underage, me and my friend who's her daughter. And we get drunk as shit. Full drag show. And I'm talking about, I've never even seen men in makeup in like real life, probably, like ever. Drag Race isn't on TV right now. Yeah, you know what I mean? This is a long, I'm in high school, okay?
Yeah.
Don't do the math. Anyway. and it, I was immediately just attracted to it because it was just so different and I hated everything in Alabama. Like I just wasn't about it. Like I loved fashion and I loved a lot of makeup. I didn't like wearing just like t-shirts every day. You know what I mean? Like I love all that and like gay culture like expressed that a lot. So I was like kind of attracted to it. So that was kind of that. I put a pin in that and then moved out here and
it's just like opened your eyes.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, oh yeah, I was like, oh my God.
There's more to it.
And then I immediately got on stage, swear to God, but I'm a crackhead. You know I'll do it.
She's a girl. It's like, don't bring me up there.
I'm like, wait, have you ever been a WeHo?
Bitch.
I run the streets. I know. I'm surprised you haven't seen me out. But
if she's ever been out, she's usually with me in WeHo.
And WeHo. That's like the only place I'll go out dead serious. I don't really like the straight clubs here.
Yeah,
but you know the gay clubs are like, outside of just the gay thing, they're just so much fun.
Yes. And like, though, I've seen a comment that like, they'll tell you like, oh, I always see Adam at WeHo, but like, bitch, I feel safe there.
I get that a lot.
Oh, me too. Like, it's just like, girl bopping around.
People will like say shit about it, but like, I'm the same way as you were. Like, I grew up, I feel like there was little to nothing out there, especially for me. So once I moved out here and I saw WeHo, I was like, oh my God, I feel not only seen, accepted, comfortable. I can wear like the most Jota outfit and feel comfortable.
Totally.
But bitch, I go to a straight club and if, even if I probably wearing this, I'll be like,
we've gotten declined getting into a club because of how we were dressed.
Or we get hate crimed or it's just like, so people are like, bitch, you're always 100%. Here, but I'm like, sorry, I feel safe. Like I didn't have this before.
Absolutely.
Not only that, but like, everybody there is already like, you're familiar with everybody. Everyone's so nice. You see like the girlies out there, they're being nice. Like everybody, I don't know. It's
you get like a cadence to it. Like you have like your regulars that you see and you're like, oh my God, hey girl, how have you been?
Yeah.
The thing is too, like it's such a strange like thing because a lot of straight people are now flocking to like the gay areas.
Yeah.
And like a lot of straight people are coming in like
we were just talking
men
about
and women, like coming in, not saying anything obviously because I love when you're with me.
Oh, no, no, no. I don't take any.
Like, don't take offense to this. But like, it is kind of strange because the WeHo is so like made for the gays because we were not accepted by the straight areas.
It's like, let us have something.
Because a lot of the times, like, they will be like really wild at the clubs or like they're the ones that are causing fights or like the straight people.
Oh my
and
God.
I'm like, girl, tell this isn't even there. Like this doesn't happen to WeHo. Like we're just trying to live and like feel like free in some way. Yeah. So we built this for ourselves.
Yeah.
And then when people come into it, you're like, damn, like, can we have something? Because if we go to the straight clubs, you're going to make sure you, like, we know that
you want
to
know.
They don't even know you're going to the restroom.
Sure. Yep.
No, let me tell you.
Sure.
Tell them.
Bitch, tell us. Tell us. Write it in the book.
It's just like, look what you were saying. So say like Laura, you go with them. It's different because she's part of like the gays. She knows. She knows.
Yeah.
But it's like, you see like, and again, I'm not talking shit to like the straight people, but it's just when they bring that energy because there'll be like a groups of like straight people there.
Totally.
Last time we were there, we were walking and some guy, I don't know if he was calling him or me, but all I hear is fucking faggot at WeHo inside of Mickey's. Yeah.
Wow, that person really doesn't want to live very long.
And I literally turned around and I was like, you're in WeHo. What? And he meant it. Like, you know, it's like if you're joking with your friends, you like call someone, like you're playing around. But bitch, like, and I turned around and be like, is this dude being for real? And then there'll be groups, like last time he was by the bar, this guy and this girl were like making out hardcore and they start pushing the fuck out of him.
Oh my God.
Because we were trying to get by and he was like, excuse
at
me,
the bar,
blah, blah. And the guy was like,
waiting in line to get drinks.
Exactly what you were saying.
But they were alone.
What I'm saying.
Like, we thought they were like, oh, maybe they're here with like a group because you know it's different, but no, they were like really trying to like fight, and I was like,
and I was like, bitch, what the fuck?
It gives like homophobic, but I'm like, you're
totally,
like,
but you're in the gay area. They're in your house.
Exactly. Yeah, like that's how I feel, and I'm like,
it's like, why are you?
The call, hang from outside the club. You can't even get
the
house. So that's why I get frustrated because I'm like, if I see a group of like women and straight men together, and they're all there going and to the gay club, I'm like, why can't you do that at the straight club? Like that's like, imagine like, so I think I saw like this statistic about like how in the world, only like 6 to 8 people identify as LGBTQ plus, 8% of people. And 92% identify as hetero. Wow. So it's like, imagine how little we have in comparison to so much.
But that is true, because like, we're in a bubble right here. We're in a bubble. Like, look at when we're not, because we're not from LA. Look at you guys realize, like, when you're not in it, like, I didn't even have a first experience until I was like a teenager. Crazy. You know,
But you don't think that because we're around it's people all the time. Yeah. We're used to it. But the thing is, like, imagine how little it is. So when straight people come into a space that, like, they're already dominating the rest of the world. Like, can we just have like something? Yeah. And, like, and honestly, like, hell yeah, come out, spend your money, like, keep the economy flowing, but don't be weird about it at the club. It. Like, don't be an asshole.
Like, more than happy, like, if they're there and they're being nice or hyping you up, or even at least just being respectful. But when it's like they're being a dick about it, I'm like, girl, it's the only time we want to like feel safe. Well, not the only space we have.
Totally. Kind
of. Absolutely. I'm like, I don't want to go get fucking.
It's even the vibe too. It's like, I'm sorry, but it's like gay clubs is like kind of for gay people to like do their thing and like
live. You don't get the same vibe going to a straight club.
It's not the same vibe.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't like to go, because I'm just not interested. Because like a lot, obviously people go to the club to hook up or meet people or hang out. And like, I'm not interested in any of those things. I'm just interested in getting drunk and having fun with my friends.
Yeah, exactly.
So the gay club's like perfect because all my friends are gay people.
Yes.
So it's just like great.
You're with us.
Yes, of course.
But if it's like a whole group of straight people going there just to like get away from their straight place, I'm like, no, go back. Like,
or to much worse, rag on.
Or be horrible.
Yeah, that's there, like a whole nother layer to it right there. Like, that's just horrible.
It's scary.
It really is.
It is scary. Absolutely.
That I was like, let's go to WeHome.
We bring the cameras and everything.
We're like, so this is what we were talking about. We're like, this bitch right here.
We're like, where are your gay friends?
Yeah, we need to go through the clubs. Where are your gay friends? How many gay friends do you have with you right
What are their names?
Especially the Abby bitch. The Abby has so many straight people now. Yeah. And it's like, damn, girl. It's like, it's all straight people.
Yeah.
Like, I'm
like, they're like, I don't know. It's just so weird.
It is. It is.
What was your pit?
Oh, shit. See, we trail.
Yeah, we trail. This podcast works.
I'm like, well, it looks like we're out of time, you guys. Lovely. Okay, my pit.
What is my pit? What is
that? Right here. Fuck.
You say yours. Yeah. You say
Okay, my pit is I don't have a Valentine's this year.
Manuel.
We still have a few
days. I'm used to it though, girl.
Wait, we have one day to make it happen.
I have one day. You know what I was thinking about? Like, honestly, low key, I was thinking about asking this guy to be like my Valentine, because we've hung out twice. But like, I feel like it's low key like friend vibes. Like, I've gotten friend vibes.
See, that like, could be something.
Literally, this is my best thing when it's come to dating. You can't look for a relationship or force a friendship to like maybe be a. It's just like, just go, and it helps with your energy, nerves too.
100%.
Just help go into it with like a friendship.
Yep.
And then if it's vibing, you're both gonna start feeling like, oh wait, I'm like maybe feeling something.
That's smart.
And it turns into something rather than like like what you said right now. If you stop yourself because you're like, if I like ask him and it's like not the vibe, is you're never gonna do it. But it's like, no, even if he's like just friends, just do it as friends. And if you guys start catching a vibe, then just make out.
See, I like that.
But it's like, and if it doesn't, you hung out with a cool friend. So whatever.
Because that's what I was gonna do.
That's a win-win.
And y'all can look for guys together.
Yes.
Do you know my actual issues is like I have a hard time differentiating like friendship and like liking you.
I think all gay guys.
I really struggle, and it's been for a long, like for a long, my whole life, like I've struggled with it because it's like, I don't, especially if you're single and I'm attracted to you, I'm like, are you my friend or do I like you?
Yeah.
I don't know. And it's like, I'm like, am I wasting my fucking time even being your friend because I'm going to like you eventually?
Yeah, I feel you.
Like,
what's the point?
The friendship's like, but weird.
You know what I think? Yes, it is. Because I feel that way. All right, we're all in fucking therapy right now.
Come on. Better help.
I was just gonna say, I feel like, well, I don't know if you had like
trauma.
The same, like when we were younger, you don't really have a lot of friends. Your friend group's really small. You don't have somebody else who's like either openly gay or like someone you can talk to. So when you finally have that, we have that like confusion of like, do I like you or do I like you as a friend?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like it's always like, you don't know how to go about
this. Well, that would be like me being best friends with like a straight man.
Yeah, why? And you're like, wait,
what
would I
do with that? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that would be really hard to blur the lines. Yes. Like, that would be so hard. Oh my God.
Yeah.
But see, like in the gay community, obviously you guys are friends with each other. So it's like, blurs the lines a little bit.
Or even like on the like looking at it from the outside, a lot of people used to think me and Adam were dating.
Oh yeah.
Even though he has a full on relationship and is open about it, people are like, wait, are you guys dating? I'm like,
you're together.
So yeah,
like if you hang around gay people enough, I have for years, it's like, I know you guys aren't dating. I can tell you guys don't date. I know, but like if you haven't, you just assume.
Yeah,
but like if you like know gay people, I can like see you guys hang out. I know you're not dating.
You can see like Oh, you're my sister.
I can tell relationships, yes. And I can tell whenever there's something. There's something brewing.
I know.
We're not even gay.
I'm like, the whole night.
I know, I'm like,
we're like, can I get a thumbnail?
I'm like, don't be a fool. All right, show's canceled. No, I'm gonna have to tell somebody about this.
I'm like, he's not moving.
You're like, wait.
He wakes up his eyes. The way you screamed as soon as you hit, I was like, we're gonna have to clip that for the podcast. I thought that was so funny.
I know, imagine I break the whole thing.
I hit my head on this every episode.
Shut up.
I do.
I know, and I had already hit it, but in the beginning, I laughed and nobody noticed. I was like, okay, let me just watch out for a bit. I already knocked myself out.
Maybe we should move the show. I'm thinking about it.
You're like, you wanted to sit there.
You see the next episode of our show.
Okay, what's your pit?
I don't know. I don't know.
I like the shelves.
Honestly, the shelves.
My pit.
Yeah, give us something. Okay, besides the fact you just knocked yourself out.
I know. I'm like, anything.
Oh my God.
I think my pit is not having nails.
Really? No. Wait, so why do you not want them?
It's because, so I'm getting surgery.
Yes, you were telling us.
I'm going to get surgery. So I was like, I can't have any nails, obviously, whenever I go under the knife. So I was just going to not do it. I have surgery in like almost 3 weeks.
Are you nervous?
I'm more excited than nervous.
Okay, that should have been my peak.
That's your peak.
I literally thought you were going to say that.
It's a combo.
I have a peak and a pit.
It's a peak and a pit.
So yeah, I don't have any nails right now, but it's because, so I get my nails, right? And I get them like as long as Louis has his right now. And I never take breaks. Like, I will have the thinnest, most brittle fucking nails ever, and I'll just be like, can you
put
some nails
on here? You said put an acrylic on it.
Add more. Add a stone, too.
So it's because I feel like if they're so thin and fucked up, just cover them up. Like, protect them.
Sure. Okay, girls.
Something like that.
I have tissue paper under here. Tissue paper.
So... I don't have them, and now I feel weird. Like, people are like, how do you do shit with your long nails? I'm like, I get them so often and so long.
Do you guys ever get sick of people asking you that?
Yes. Uh-huh. No matter how many times I've posted my nails, it's the same thing over.
It's like, girl.
I'm like, you know, and at this point, I don't even wipe.
Yeah,
I have a fucking bidet.
Yeah, I'm like, I just don't even do anything about
it. Some people get so mad, too. Like, they're so pressed.
Like, they're having to wear the nails.
Why the fuck are your nails that long?
I'm like,
okay. Are you good?
Yeah.
Are you good?
Because I want to.
I know. What's wrong with that?
Because it's pretty.
Because it's pretty.
I know.
Wait, so why do you have to have no nails for your surgery?
Isn't it like not a cleanliness, but like bacteria or like something that, like that?
And like,
really?
I feel like they have to put like that little thing on your finger when you're like doing stuff. So like something like that.
They just cut that one out.
You're like, oh, I'm on full set under surgery.
They get the bone saw.
I wake up and all my fingers are gone.
That's so funny. That was my pit one week when we did the Josh and Sebastian episode. Mine was I didn't have nails on.
Oh yeah, and that was like, I don't want to have nails.
It's like an accessory.
It just is. It's
once
like
you have them for long enough and then you take them away, it feels like you're missing half your finger.
Literally, and I'm then like, you feel your fingertips.
It's so sensitive.
It is.
You start texting and they're like, hurts.
Yeah. Like, and then when you don't have nails, like for like even a week, and then you get them done, your nails are so sore.
I can't even shower because they're rough.
I went like what, 6 months without nails? That's the longest I've gone.
So this is my first in like six months.
And I woke up and I forgot that I got my nails done. Oh my God, my fingers hurt so fucking bad. Yeah. I was literally like, ow. I had them under my blanket. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, what the fuck? And then I forgot.
Yep.
And I was like, you know, when you press down, you're like,
or bump
it's
anything.
Like for a whole day.
You're like, why do you get them then?
I know. They're all the trouble. No, you guys,
Laura did my acrylics once. Let's have that conversation, Laura Lee.
Oh my God. So
for a video we did, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna wear my nails for 24 hours, but Laura's gonna put the acrylics on me. Like, she had an acrylic set from Amazon. So Laura puts the acrylic set on me.
It was the worst ugliest acrylic you've ever
seen. It was like a platypus. Like a duck bill. Like, it was like, and those bubbles in it.
No.
I was like, what the fuck? And I was driving, and I had them on, and I was like, this is crazy. Yes. I was like so spooked.
Right?
And I remember turning, and and I went like this and I hit the nail against.
Oh my God.
Like, they ripped your real nail up.
I screamed in my car. I was like, I can't believe, like, this is horrible. Like, I've only ever just like had normal nails, like bit my nails. And I was spooked.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, this is, you're strong for doing this.
Yeah.
You get used to it.
Yeah, and then like, you can't live without
them. And then
no, I've never. I've seen horror stories. Actually, I have. Like where a girl's nail will like rip completely
off. The real nail off with it.
And I'm like,
yep.
That would be like my 13th.
That's bitches that be fighting.
Yeah,
the fighting girlies.
And then I hate when these fucking girlies, when that happens, they post it on their story and they're like, oh, my nail's gone. Like,
that's me.
And you're like, don't show me that.
Please put a trigger warning or somebody will throw up.
You're the TWs. You're the trigger warning girlies.
Just with that.
Because you kind of know what that would feel like. So you're like, uh-oh.
Oh, it grosses me out. And then like I see the blood. I'm like, and then I don't want to get my nails done. It's just, I've never broke.
I've only had one incident like that, and I had fell. So like I was drunk, and
you
I was
landed.
Like, I landed on two of them.
Ooh.
I was like,
I'm imagining like this into the ground like that.
And it was stiletto, bitch. So I was like, oh, walking on heels.
Bitch, he's up the wall like this.
I'm like.
On the grid, she's like, you're on the corner of the clan.
I'll get back up with them.
He's like,
for real. I'm like,
they're like, oh shit. You what?
I'm like, this is my glass.
You may go a little
girl. I put my name on it. I'm like, this is mine.
I hate you.
Oh my God.
Wow, we just took it there.
Okay,
we
just took your it pit. There.
My pit. I was trying to think of like a really, really good one, but my life was kind of boring. So.
Or you could.
Well, listen, my I have a pit now. Well, mine's stupid too. But like, it's just like a lame one, but I'm doing this new thing because I'm learning. I'm getting old now and I'm getting wrinkles. So everyone's like, just sleep on your back. Like, it will change your life. You just sleep on your back, stop sleeping on your face. Because they're like, if you sleep like that for 8 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours sometimes.
just keeps adding it.
24 hours. Okay, I sleep 12 hours. But it's like one of the main, besides the sun, causes of wrinkles, how you're sleeping on your face, or you can like deteriorate one of your cheeks down, which I've already done. And I've had to get
I thought you were going
to
say, which I can see.
I know.
Which
you've done.
She's diagnosing us. You look at the camera, you can see.
She's like, imagine. You sleep on your left side. I'm like,
you sleep on both sides, apparently.
I just sleep on the pillow like this.
You don't breathe, do you?
You sleep face down,
don't
you?
You sleep on your lip.
Oh my God, I'm gonna cry.
Okay, so what are you start doing?
I'm trying, so they tell you to sleep on your back so it all just like snatches up. So I'm in the process of trying to learn how to sleep on my back, which is horrible.
It's horrible. I can't.
Horrible.
Can you sleep on your back?
It's like a comfy home.
It is.
Bitch.
I'm a side sleeper. Okay,
me too.
Ask Adam how all the different positions
okay,
you
look, yeah,
wait, can I tell
about
the one story?
Please
to
do.
To start it off. Please. Adam sleeps in the most funniest ways ever. One time we had came back from the club. It was super, super, super late. His boyfriend crashed on my couch and Adam was having a conversation with me and he was sitting on one of my, what are you called? Like the little bar stools? So like no handles, nothing. It's just a stool. We're having a phone conversation. He starts falling asleep and he falls asleep like this. Not leaning on anything. He's just like him, but like this. So then I'm like, okay. So I leave him. Bitch, I come back down like Hoa's 8 hours sleep later and he's still like this.
8 hours?
Bitch,
I woke up so sore. I was like really? Yeah.
He was like, oh. Literally, I'm like, how did you not fall?
I was like, he massaged it out.
Oh my God.
So look, whenever, no, in high school, I would literally, so I had a bed that had like a huge, like, what are those things called? Like board?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Headboard.
Bitch, a headboard. So I would sleep with my head on the headboard. Bitch, I kid you, like, I would be like this. And I'm like, that's why I'm used to the head.
I'm like,
that was comfortable
like,
for me.
So comfortable.
So I would literally sleep and like to the point where I got like a huge black mark on my
no.
face.
No.
I go to school, like, I bruised death. No, when I first moved out to LA, I hadn't done it for a while. So I remember sleeping.
And you missed it.
No, I did.
You missed it. It was like, aww.
I did. Bitch, the next morning I woke up, my forehead was like this. I was like, hello? I had its own gravitational pull.
Oh, my
it was all blocky from the sun.
It had sonar.
I plugged my phone in.
It's all charged right
it's
away.
All charging right here like this.
Girl.
Imagine.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity drink mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, it just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out,
so if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments,
head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
Okay.
Oh my god, I'm not okay.
We took the giggles. Fuck.
We love to take it there.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I love that. I don't know where we went with that.
But yeah, so you're sleeping on your back.
I'm sleeping on my back. That's all I know.
And it's hard.
It is hard. It's annoying because every 5 minutes I wake up and I'm on my side again. Yeah, even like 5 hours past, I'm like, damn it. Sometimes I'm like, let me pull my cheek back, and then it's like,
like getting it prepared.
Like drag tape. Sleeping.
She has a wig on.
Lace her up for no reason.
A little bonnet.
Yes. Tyler's like, what are you doing? You're like, going to bed.
You're in full drag.
Full drag.
What is your pit?
Rupa.
Now you thought of it.
Okay, mine, the reason I say it's boring is just because, like, it's like everyday life things, but I can never like have my house like clean. And I've been trying. Well, no. I don't want people to think that I'm a messy ass girl.
Messy, it's whore. Just messy, not dirty.
There you
You're
go.
Just a messy girl. And it gets, I'm messy.
It's like my room or my beauty room. Those are the only two. My whole house is clean, I promise you guys. But every time like I'm hitting the weekend or it's like events coming up, oh, I'm that girl that will try on clothes and I start throwing everything because I'm running late, and then it becomes a mess.
Destroy an entire home.
So this weekend I was supposed to like clean, but then I ended up just making a bigger mess because I started like decluttering my closet. So now there's more clothes and I'm like, ugh.
So now you're living in it.
Yeah. Right now it's very much like I go to bed. I just push everything to the side.
Oh my God.
Just,
like, I'm like that too.
So but then it's also therapeutic like when it gets like that. Yes. And then you just fix it.
Yes. That's like, what I like. That's what I like.
What's it called? It's like the positive.
Type A personality.
Or, the pit or the peak.
Virgo.
Yeah.
Very Virgo.
Wait, what's you guys' signs?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let me think.
Fuck, I don't know. Way. I'm not
going
to get any signs.
Possibly be Pisces Leo, Pisces or Limo. You could be
Ashley like bottom.
Top bottom.
Virgos. Virgo too.
Virgo?
Virgo, man.
What are you?
I'm a boy.
I'm
a Taurus.
Okay, Taurus. I know a lot of Taurus. I like Taurus.
I'm a Leo.
I knew it.
She's like, get out.
I hate you.
My mom, sister, niece, all of them, they're Leos.
Really?
Yeah.
I love Leos.
I didn't like
it. I have a lot of Leos in my life. I'm a Virgo.
Louis is my first Leo in my life. We're almost 20. When's your birthday?
April 4th.
I'm April 21st.
Oh my gosh, you guys are like right there. Yeah, I was so close.
Not all of us can be so lucky.
Yeah.
I was gonna be so lucky.
Like, was that shit?
I'm like,
wait, what are you again?
Virgo.
Oh, I love Virgos. No, everybody that I like have a huge amount of love for is a Virgo.
You're like my favorite sign.
But Louis is my first Leo in my life.
I like Leos. I have strong personalities. Mm-hmm. Louis, you have a strong personality. Mm-hmm. And that's a good thing.
In a good way.
That's
a good thing.
I was raised that.
He's like, just wait.
The library was open for me.
I'm like,
he starts reading us.
Louis Castro. That's strong personality.
Not Louis Castro.
Not gonna get you far.
Not Louis Castro.
Oh. Oh my god.
The library's open.
How'd you guys meet?
Yeah, okay. How'd you guys meet?
I'm Grindr.
I was like, he's a grinder.
Yeah.
No, you're lying.
It's because we were both single at the time.
Okay, T.
So I don't know. We obviously, like,
how was you just like? Did you guys know each other from like online?
Well, yeah. Obviously, I knew Louis.
We're just kidding.
I fucking can't stand them. We're lying.
We usually can go about it so well.
I was like, where am I going to take this story?
I was like, wait, are we going to continue?
I was like, We should take Grindr.
Like, our friends know us because they know us only that. No, they hate when we do that. We literally will show a full story, like, play it out so well.
Everyone and we're fully like, believes it. And then we're like, we're just kidding.
No, dude, literally. And they're like, great.
Like, we just wasted a whole fucking 10 minutes telling this story. And they're like, so no, part of it was real.
I
wanted
the straightest face. Yeah. So we're like,
well, we had fun.
No, I knew Louis before, like, I was on social media. Mm-hmm. I was always a fan, still am. Aww. And then we met. He was one of the first people who followed me on TikTok whenever I was like doing Rosa. Mm-hmm. And I have it screenshotted on my phone. He showed this day.
Me. I was like, what the fuck?
So we kind of just met up because I obviously loved his content. Like, I love him as a person. So I was like, I want to be friends with Louis. So I remember one of the first times I came out to, I was in Vegas. Wow. And I was like, why did I go to Vegas? I should have just went to LA. Like, I had just had my gastric bypass. I couldn't even drink. So I was like, wait, why don't I just go to LA? So I was going to LA. I was already friends with Marlene, and Marlene had hung out with Louis a few times already. So I was like, it'll be cute, like, if we have like a little dinner, like whatever. So that was like the first time we had hung out like in person.
We got super drunk.
We went to a restaurant, got so drunk. We ended up going to Louis' house after.
Yeah, like, that's how comfortable. I don't like take people to my house like that, especially at that time. But I was just like, I felt the vibes. I was like, you guys want to go to my house? So then I brought them.
Oh, that's so cute.
I
love that.
But from my side, I had seen like Adam's videos on TikTok, and I always thought he was like super funny.
So funny.
But I was like, oh my God, I want to know like what his humor is like. Cause I already feel like I related to his humor on TikTok, but you know, there's like so much more.
I mean, you're so different online, but you guys have a similar, yes. like you guys don't take yourself that serious.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's like a playfulness there.
Drawn to, I was on love. Yeah. No, but I was just like, I want to meet this bitch in person. So every time he was out in LA, I would like try to hit him up, or we would try to make it work, but our schedules just never aligned. Yeah. And then when he came to Vegas, I was like, I was genuinely really excited to meet him. Cause I was like, oh my God, his humor seems like it matches mine.
It does.
And humor is like the way to my heart, bitch. Like in a relationship, in a friendship, in anything, I love anyone who can make me laugh.
Yep.
So when we hung out for the first time, I literally was gonna pee myself.
Yeah.
I was like, I haven't met somebody who can make me laugh as much as he made me laugh. And then we bounce off each other's jokes a lot. Yeah. So like, I don't know. It's just from that one time we hung out, he eventually moved out here.
So I moved out here because I came to his party. He had like thrown a party. And I had just like signed for an apartment in San Antonio right before I flew out here.
Oh, no way.
And then I came to the party. It was the first ever like event that I went to as like an influencer. So I was like, everybody that I had ever watched or like liked a picture on Instagram was there. So I was like, oh my God, it was so cool. So then that weekend that I was here, my manager was like, why are you not like moving out here? And I was like, I don't know. I had no like nothing like holding me back in Texas. Like my family's there, but I can like just go back and forth with visiting. So I told my boyfriend, I was like, why aren't we moving out here? So I thank Louis all the time for literally like, if it wasn't for his party, I would have never like that. The thought of me moving out here would have never
Everything
came.
Happens for a reason.
Yeah.
And it worked out.
Unfortunately, I was single a little bit right after that. And I was like, if I didn't have Adam there, I was like, I feel like I would have gone insane.
It's like perfect.
Like, I have my family and I'm so thankful for them, but like,
a good having friend a friend to be is different with. You know,
so I feel totally. Like it just worked, and we just had like our 1 year anniversary like a few days ago.
Literally,
doesn't it feel like you've been friends forever though?
Bitch, when we saw it, it showed like it was like a year ago, right?
Yeah.
And the snap thing popped up and we're in my house and we're like, bitch. So we looked at like one of the first pictures we took together.
Yeah.
We're like, it was crazy because we were kind of like in a distance.
We were like,
and then we like look at pictures for an hour. We're like, making each other. So I'm like, it's different. Making out. Yeah, literally.
But like, I feel like in our like time span of our relationship, our friendship, it's like we've done so much together. Like, I've already met his like basically his whole family. He's met my family. I took him to my hometown. Yeah. He took me to his hometown.
Yeah, we literally gave each other tours of our hometown where we grew up. Oh, like my everything. God.
So that's like the sweetest thing I've ever heard in my life.
It's so cute. Like, and then
soulmates, but friends.
I'm really thankful for like his boyfriend too, because they kind of like, sometimes I tell him like, I feel like I'm like your guy's third. They take me everywhere.
That's him right?
Like they go to dinner, they'll invite me. And like in my head, like I sit there and I'm like, oh, they could be having this dinner alone. But then they're like, Louis, do you want to come? And I'm like, like, it makes me sad happy.
No, I agree.
Like,
I literally am the exact... That's why I feel like we're so similar and, like, you guys are more similar. Like, because that's when I met Laura. I'm like, I was cry laughing when I hung out with Laura, and I was like, we're gonna be bonded for life.
Yes.
And here we are. Yeah. You know, it's been like 6-7 years.
Yep.
Oh, I love
since
that.
Then, and we've been through literally hell and high water together.
Trauma bond.
I'm like, baby, you're my friend for life.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's like that. Like, same with her. Like, they'll be like going to movies. They're like, oh, do you wanna come with us? We're going.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
the movies.
Yeah, I would love to come. Yeah. Like, especially if I'm doing nothing in my house. Like, it's nice to feel like.
Well, Ty and it's like, and I'm sure your man has like developed a friendship with Lily too. Yes. So like, Ty's developed a friendship with Manny too.
I shit on Tyler all the time.
That's me.
I clown Tyler all the time, and I just
Ty
like,
comes from Manny like, hard. He comes from me. I think it onto him. I'm like, that sounded a little homophobic.
That was rude.
You crossed the line a little.
No, Manny holds his own. Just
no, I do.
Manny
I will come for her back. So it's just, but that's how like. You show love too.
Yeah, totally. Like, whenever you're that close, like. Yeah.
If I can clown you like that, I'm like, oh, I like you. That's why I read you guys right now. I'm like, I like you guys. Yes. If I read you, I like you.
Yeah, yes. No, that's literally kind of how you show like love.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's us with my sister's boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh my God, we cab on him so hard, but he does the same thing to us.
Yeah, it's like nice.
I
it's
love
like,
that.
I feel like people who don't get it from the outside, they're gonna be like, oh, like, big.
Yeah.
Like, we see it, we're just cracking up.
You're closer, you know each other well enough to do it.
And I feel like it's also like maybe like a straight and gay bond.
Yes. It's like a
brother
and sister vibe.
Yeah, totally.
It's like my sibling.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I love that.
Okay, so Louie, you're OG YouTuber. How long ago did you start?
I started in 2014.
I started in 2012. Oh, you were 13. You are a youngster. You're a little baby.
Baby.
Yeah,
okay. 2020.
Oh shit, the COVID explosion. Yeah, literally. What made literally. You, okay, first of all, you guys have such a different dynamic because like, I mean, you guys came up so
in different ways.
Differently. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, literally, huh?
I feel like mine was a little bit more, it was definitely luck because like, I feel like TikTok.
And, was, and you're talented and funny.
You were it was smart luck, enough but to then do I took
it
did.
And I ran with it.
See, I like that. I like that.
You have to be smart to do that.
Yes. But you were smart enough to develop this character. Yep. You're talented enough to play around. Yep. Like,
so I knew. I was like, I knew that, because like I said, I used to watch everybody that I like hang out with or I've talked to before. I used to watch all of them. So I knew being on the internet was like a career. I knew I was in.
So you knew you can make it.
Yeah.
So what made you develop this character? Because like she was kind of like the first of her kind in a way. Yeah. Like no one carried it through. Like
Like people, or it was like a one video and done. Yeah. You were like, oh, this is a persona.
Everybody's had like little things. And it was like so spot
people even like thought she was like real. And, like,
yes.
Like,
no, literally.
I thought it was real for a second too.
No,
I'm
literally.
Like, that's my cousin. That's my prima.
The lash told me it was a character. The lash. The lash told me, it was like, yeah, imagine you walking around.
No, sometimes when I go out in public, like, they'll be like, where's the lash? I'm like,
at home. Yeah.
They're like, where's the contour?
Yeah. Oh, shit, the contour.
Yeah. So the video that I first ever did, it was literally just for my friends. TikTok was just like, I was trying to be a makeup girly on TikTok.
Really?
One of my first very like TikTok videos were fucking me doing glam.
Yes. Yeah.
So I was like,
I love that.
So whenever my Rosa video popped up, I was like, oh my God, dude, whenever my makeup looks do its thing, bitch.
It was Rosa.
Rosa laughing at me. So I didn't even have my notifications for TikTok turned on. I was getting followers on Instagram and I was like, cover girl. So then I look and I was like, oh my God, my Rosa video had like 200,000 views. And I was like, oh shit.
This is the start. So what was it like kind of blowing up? So you're like, let me try to do this again.
Yeah, I remember it like, I think when it hit the million view mark, I was like, oh my God. Like that was insane to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like working like at a bank. I went to work the next day and one of my coworkers was like, bitch, I saw.
Oh,
and I had conversations with that coworker all the time about like being a YouTuber, like, you know, mm-hmm. doing social media full time. And I was like, what do I do? He's like, are you telling me you don't know what to do after we talk about this all the fucking time?
Right.
And I was like, you're right. So like, I went home that day. My first video, Rosa didn't have a name. Wow. So I went home that day and I created a whole name for her. I added the contour.
You were smart about it. I love that. You planned it out. Like you like took it. Yeah. Took advantage
of
it.
That's really amazing that you did that.
What was the first one? Like what was the first video that took out? Like what was
she doing?
What was she doing?
It's my favorite one.
Whoa,
which one is it? Rosa's like, what'd you get for Christmas?
She's like, I got a new highlight.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
And you had like a little candy cane.
Yeah, and then I didn't even have lashes on. Oh no, yeah. Wait. I didn't have a contour. I just had a highlight and a lash.
And the lashes were put on right.
Yeah.
At first. Okay.
Oh. Just a little wonky, but it wasn't upside down yet.
Yeah, that developed later
on. So I feel like that's like people at first thought it was like a real person.
That makes
because
sense.
It didn't start off like upside down.
It was subtle.
Yeah. Was subtle. So people were like, who is this bitch?
Yeah. They're like, I've seen her before.
And she's in my class.
And I didn't even know, like, I genuinely didn't know Rosa was like worldwide like that. Like, whenever, like mm-hmm. it was just crazy.
Your sounds also trended. You fucking looking at me, dude?
Yes. I had known, like, it was everywhere whenever people, like, all over the world were, like, quoting me. People in, like, there was a video that went viral one time of the entire high school was like, dude, come here. And I was like, how is a whole graduating class of 2019 saying my quote right now?
Absolutely. That's all I heard.
That's so cool, though.
How did you?
How did you start?
Start so long.
I started at a really young age.
Had
but that's
to be.
Because right. I've always been into, like,
too.
I started at what? 15 years old.
Wow.
I was 15.
We just had Tana on. She started at 15. So.
Yeah, I remember. Mm-hmm. But it's like crazy because when I was doing it, I didn't really know YouTube was like a thing. I've just always been like,
well, back then it wasn't.
Right? It was just kind of like, it's there.
Yeah, same for me.
Right? So you just like, it was for fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then.
And I was like hoping I could make like $25 off my AdSense.
Oh, yeah,
you know what I mean? It was.
I didn't even know like AdSense was a thing until like fucking years later. But. Mm-hmm. I was making videos, just uploading, and then just shit started blowing up.
What were you uploading? Funny shit?
It was random ass videos. Okay. It was just me, like, I guess you can call them vlogs now.
Yeah.
But it was just me with my friends, like, playing, and then after I deleted all those. So if you go to my channel now, it'll start in 2015.
And that's when I started
taking it a little serious. So I would, like, vlog in school, and I would, like, just say, like,
but you're funny really things. Funny. Yeah, I was going to say, I bet you're really funny, I just, and, like, entertaining.
Yeah. You know my energy was still very, like,
you
like my
first video, still see it. You have to have good energy to make it on YouTube.
Yeah. And it just help me out. And the first video of mine that like popped off was like a story time video. That was when like Tana was like really big as well.
Yeah, the story timing.
Yeah, so I did a losing my virginity in sixth grade story time. That one popped off and I gained, I think I had like 20K subscribers and I went up to 100K in like a night.
Oh my
and
God.
I was like, oh.
That's what YouTube used to it do was, though.
It wasn't like
there was no TikTok, so that was like.
That was like the fucking, it had the power. Like
you had to be a big on YouTube to make it. Like that was, and now it's TikTok more so, like to make it, like you have to be big.
And it was
on
like
TikTok.
The bigger following was on YouTube.
Yes.
And then
yes.
it would like go everywhere else.
Yeah.
But that was like my first one. And then from there, I had another like really big, I think this one was like my biggest viral video, was like How to Dance at Quinceañeras. And that's where I feel like I found my audience. I was the most comfortable. I started making like all the content I wanted to make. And so that's just kind of like how I started. And then I just started branching out to all the platforms. And it's like you said, it's crazy seeing like the community of like social media grow so much as well. Mm-hmm. And like, so there's so many more creators now. Like, I feel like if it wasn't for TikTok, like I wouldn't have met someone like Adam.
For sure.
So many different people with different humor and like just different ideas and just feels like fresh.
I was going to say, I feel like our relationship too, it also consists of us working together.
Yeah.
Totally. So I feel like because he's so OG and because I'm so new, he'll teach me things that I didn't even know about YouTube or like social media or like brands. And like, if I know something new, like on TikTok, I'll be like, oh, did you know
he
this?
He puts me on or even like all these other platforms. Like, I guess
so
Snapchat is like coming back as well right now.
It
like,
is.
He put me on like how to, bitch, I don't even know how to use Snapchat anymore.
Girl, right. I was trying to figure out the other day how to add music to my Snapchat.
Yes.
Yeah. I was just
so
like,
because it went away for so long.
Yeah. He literally just showed me. So I was like on my Snapchat trying to read like when people reply to your thing. And he's like, you know, there's like a notification button right there. Yeah. And I was like, oh shit, I don't know that.
I literally don't know. Yeah. And well, we were at Coachella and we're like, why is it? Because like people pictures with us. And we were like, why is everybody that asks to take pictures of us with us pulling up their Snapchat to take the picture?
Yeah, it's all Snapchat.
So me and Manny were like, wait a minute. Is this coming back?
And the Snapchat filters are elite.
Yeah.
Oh, very good. Yes. Yeah.
They're like the OG.
Instagram is just puffy ass lips and you're
like, Instagram makes your lips too big.
Yes.
I'm like,
I'm like, some of them will like pull your whole face.
So natural.
I'm like, I need a little something, but Jesus Christ. That.
I was shocked about the Snapchat thing. I was like, oh, same. I didn't know it was like, it was like,
to get the dust off that app.
No, but like now that like I'm on it and it works, I feel like it makes so much sense. I'm like, why did I like ever? I mean, it died off.
It died off.
But people are really on there to just watch your stories. It's not like Instagram. People are like, ugh, like, I don't want to see the story.
Reels, right. Like, yes. All the other shit.
On Snapchat, it's just Snapchat. And they have like their own version of like Reels, I guess, or something.
Right.
But it's like Snapchat people want to see what you just have to say on there. And it's really cool. But
I feel like Snapchat and YouTube have that same role of like people are watching you because they genuinely want to watch
like you.
And they like long form and they like just your personality. So I feel like that's where we can be like, more of ourselves.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Me too. I've never been like the IG baddie type of girl, which I've always felt a little misplaced in beauty. Like, cause that's like majority of what beauty is like IG baddies. IG, and my stuff is more catered toward like humor and like just having fun and being stupid. So that's why I've always like honestly be a more of a YouTube girly. Cause you know, that's like a different, like it's not a filtered out. Like if you're on YouTube, like they know you.
Yeah, they see you.
Up close and good ass lighting.
But TikTok's like that now too. There's like a baddie section on TikTok for like people to slay, but like a majority of TikTok is like realness or people being stupid or having fun. That's all they
say. Conversations.
Conversations. It's like more real.
Oh my God.
It's like more that.
Some sometimes pop off on
and it makes you feel like it's almost like YouTube. You're like, oh my God, this, and it's so much quicker. So you're like, oh wow, like
it's easier, but it makes me sad because like I know Google's hurting. I'm like, don't even want to say this on this. I'm like, I know Google, I know you're hurting. But they are. And it makes me so sad because it's such a strong, long form is such a strong platform. I hate to see it suffer.
It's just weird that it's going somewhere else. So like TikTok is becoming longer form because you upload it for 10 minutes.
It is.
And it's just like going in a different place. It's so strange.
They're all in the same.
I'm like why is it in like just a revolving door?
Yeah,
it's just a different app because TikTok's newer, so it's like, oh, let's just go there. Yes. It's like, bitch, it's the same thing.
Like, I low-key, they're all the same thing, but it's just like, what's where everyone's at right now?
We're like cutting the potato in different ways. Yes. It's all just a fucking potato.
Yes.
It's a potato. We're all hungry.
I'm like, what the fuck?
I know. Do you do YouTube?
Yeah.
I was able to transition it over
to like different platforms.
Well, you were early on TikTok.
That's why I feel like I was in the very early stages of it. So everybody was like, wait, what's going on? Like, who are these new people?
Yeah.
So I was able to even grow on Instagram. I have a following.
And a huge following. Everyone knows who you are for sure. I know it's like TikTok, like it was like in 2020, there was a lot of like you, Addison Rae, like we get Charlie, you got it, like core people. Yes. They got kind of infamous from it.
Brittany Broski.
Oh, yeah.
They got infamous
from the app. And I do feel like now people are still becoming infamous from it. Like not Alex Earl, I think, but not as much because it's so saturated now.
At the beginning it was like those girlies
like made the name. Now on YouTube, you don't see as many people like become infamous. Like, oh, this girl's coming up on YouTube. You don't see that.
But I do feel like YouTube, it's going to have like a huge like.
I agree. They're predicting it. They are predicting it. Mm-hmm. I saw like people that forecast like what's coming and they think like TikTok is going to get to long form and get obsessed with the long form of TikTok. And then it's going to go back to YouTube.
Yes, like it's going
to
direct. Yes, and, like, I feel that.
It literally is what people are watching. Like people don't even have cable anymore.
I know.
People only are on social media and like if people and like even streaming services like you can watch everything on fucking YouTube.
On YouTube.
And
YouTube TV. They implement these things that are super smart.
YouTube
that are like
Red,
it's so weird.
Yeah. The TV shows, the originals.
Like
they have so much to offer and it's like damn, I don't know any other platform that has like that much to offer. That's why I don't think they'll ever go away.
Oh my God.
I really don't.
Well,
like, YouTube will always be.
And Google
that
typically
bitch.
Buys out any competitor. So
true.
It's hard for them to go away.
It's true.
Okay. What is like something on social media that's like one of your favorite things about it? And what's something about social media that you effing hate?
I can start. All right. No, I think one of my favorite things is being able to find a community that understands me, my humor, the way I dress, everything. Like I will go on there and it's like my own world.
It is.
Like, oh, like I see my comments. I'm like, those are my perras. They understand me. They know the vibe. So I feel the most like welcome, accepted, happiest. But then there's the other side where it's like, it's literally the same thing.
It's
just
like outside the trenches.
Side. Yes. It's like, it could also be the fucking worst thing ever. And I feel like, I always see those comments and like, I get it, but I don't. Those people who are like, well, you chose to be on social media. So like, you owe us everything. And that's what scares me. Cause I'm like, fuck, like, it's amazing and it's beautiful. But then it's like, sometimes people feel like they have full power over you and you're like a little puppet. Mm-hmm. So I think that's when it gets scary. But I don't think it's like our genuine viewers. It's the people who are like, either trolls or just people looking out, but it's like, that's the ugly side of it. And it like really does suck. So it's literally like just the flip. It's scary.
What about you, Anna?
I feel like the one thing that I love is that the power that social media has to change someone's life, like overnight.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it incredible? We used to didn't have that. Like if you didn't have a connection, network, or money, you were shit out of luck. You were never going
to
make it.
Or if you didn't go to college.
Or if you didn't go to college, or you didn't have an agent, like you were screwed.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Like
literally
change someone's life completely. And like, and they don't even like just being themselves or like doing what they love. And it's crazy. But one thing that I hate,
He's like, I love it all. I don't hate anything. I mean, I would agree with Lily on that part.
Like, just sometimes the hate that you get can be a little overwhelming. You just don't know what to do with it. So that's the one thing that, like, I even myself have taken, like, several breaks off of the internet because of some of the hate that I've received. And I'm like, I can't. Like, I'm still a human being. People just don't understand.
I think I talked about this with Adam. But I asked him, I was like, okay, I want to know. Because he was telling me how, like, even before he started doing social media, he, like, always, like, manifested. He's like, I want to, like, be an influencer. I want to be online, whatever. So then I was like, how was that, like, transition for you of, like, living your own little world, making fun videos for yourself and your friends? And then when he literally popped off being Rosa, he also mentioned he got, like, a lot of hate. And he was just like, it was just scary. Like, it's just you, you get all this love, but then I feel like you don't, people don't understand how bad it is until you're in it. That people are like, sometimes people are like, I wouldn't give a fuck, like, blah, blah. It's really easy to say that, but then you're but in it. But when it's about like, you.
Reading, like, about someone else, saying about someone else, doesn't bother you. Like, so you don't think it would bother you, but wait till it's about
it
you.
It gets so personal.
There was times where I literally would have nightmares. Like, waking up, like, sweating and, like, almost at the verge of tears because I, like, had nightmares of people bullying me online. And I was like, why is this happening? Like, it was just scary.
So you're kind of, like, forced to, like, figure out how to do it.
You just have to be, honestly, like, you just become, like, it sounds sad, but you get used to it.
It's a powerful tool to have in your head, being able to take that and, like, being able to navigate it. It's, like, such a powerful life tool to have, which hopefully no one should have because, my God. But, I mean, especially whenever your shit gets put out on the For You page, you're like, here we go.
No, I would avoid comment sections all the time. Anytime a video of me, like randomly pops up, I'm like, I'm not reading those comments.
Literally, literally. I know it must have hit the For You. I'm like, these are no longer my people.
Have you guys ever done 100%. Branded content and they push it out? And I'm like, oh my god.
It'll have so many views with like 10K likes. So many comments just reading you.
Like, why would you ever work with him?
I'm like, thank you for that. Thank you for that.
When we're like super femme on there, like, the straights get to it or something.
I know all too well, bitch.
A makeup thing, or it's like a Cash App thing, or like trying to.
But I know all too well. I feel you.
It's like, I'm putting on my own ad on my own. No, even, do you guys use Facebook?
Face app?
I just started using
Sure Snack.
Sure don't.
And they're doing it for me.
Yes.
That's so for me. There is where they will literally eat me up and chew. Like,
Facebook is scary for me, so I can't even imagine.
Like, it's crazy.
I won't look at it. Like, brands will, like, put our stuff on there.
Oh my God.
And it's not even because it's obviously not us putting it, but, like, we'll be tagged or whatever. Right. I look at the comments and I'm like, it's like way older people with really, like,
thoughts. Like, it's very.
The minds are closed. The minds are closed.
I will look at a comment and I will laugh because I'm like, bitch, why would you write that out?
Like, are you good?
Like, the weirdest, most vile shit I've ever.
And then you look at their profile picture and it's more shocking seeing, like, there's so much love.
They're like mom of three.
God's love in our house.
I'm like, y'all the most hateful though.
I love when you do that.
It's because, okay, so this guy came for me so hard. Like, he was calling me the most, like, I wasn't even a human to him.
Wow.
So I went to his profile and he had just been recovering from a stroke. I was like,
Adam, you're out here doing this.
I know,
man. Adam, you took the bait, didn't you?
I was like, you need to be focusing on recovery and not bullying me right now.
No, literally, I'm like, baby, that's probably what got you in there.
All the hatred.
The brujería.
He put himself in there.
Yes, that's scary.
And he was like, coming to me so ruthless. I was like, why are you?
That's why he was doing this. He was so frustrated with his own life.
Yes.
A lot of times people are frustrated with their own life.
That is no excuse for that behavior. It may be a why, but it's not an excuse.
It's not an excuse. It's definitely, like, could be a reason.
Yeah.
I was going to say too, never in my life, even before social media, would I ever write out a hate comment and send it. Like, my energy is just not for that. Like,
no, same.
Well, that's why you're at where you're at today. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Question with you. So you're having surgery soon in a few weeks. So what is the surgery exactly that you're getting?
So I had a Florida Lee tummy tuck for my skin removal back in 2021 of December.
Uh-huh. I remember seeing that.
Yeah, I basically this one I'm getting is the rest of the skin that wasn't removed from my first one is getting all taken
out. Oh my God.
No way. Okay. So yeah, there you go. It's so fascinating to me. So I'm like, so the first one, they didn't take it. Why did they take it all the first time?
Too much, sir. Like, yeah, too dangerous. Just,
like safety.
Yeah, okay, okay.
Like a crazy. Lot of like, because even with my first one, I had to be hunched over.
Oh, okay.
So in order for me to, for this one, I can't be hunched over. I have to be straight. I have to like, okay. You know, my posture.
What is
like,
recovery? Is it like pretty extensive?
It's like 2 months.
Holy crap.
Because I'm doing
Holy
an upper body lift, so I'm literally getting everything that's loose here, plus my arms.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I literally am going to be like, beep, beep.
And can you not move when that happens? Like, how is it?
I can. They recommend to like keep moving so like blood clots.
Oh, the flows.
Like
yeah.
So, but I can't be like fucking every day. Like, I can still like, you know, walk around the house and like go grocery shopping, but like I can't like do like crazy activities.
You're really young, so that's really good because I'm sure your body will just bounce back. Like,
that's
so
what my
strong.
Doctor told me. Yes. I'm super excited because like I feel like I'm at the point in my life where I'm still so young. Getting the surgery, I'm still gonna get so much out of it. Like,
oh my god!
And
yes.
I'm so excited.
Yes,
because like. I feel like this is like a step in my weight loss journey that's gonna actually like show what I've been able to accomplish.
Yeah.
And it's gonna just be so like
feel
rewarding.
Really good. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you already do from how like where you come.
Yeah,
like,
no, for sure.
And so when you did you start it with like just going onto a diet and working out, or did you start off with like surgery?
For the longest time, I had always tried like I've always been unhealthy. Like growing up, I was always like. The little fat boy, or like I was just super unhealthy and my eating habits were really bad. So I would literally go to several doctor's appointments all the time and be told the same thing every single time. Like, if you don't fix it, like this is going to happen. Like you have like, and my family too, my family history has like a history with diabetes, high cholesterol, high blood pressure and all that. So I ended up like, because I wasn't able to do it on my own, I ended up getting like gastric bypass. So that is what like gave me that like
the little jolt.
Like, I was like, luckily and like blessed enough to get that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's when I've lost like
over changed your life.
Pounds.
Whoa, wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That literally changed
life. No, that's life changing. I thank that thing all the time because like I was at my lowest point I had ever been. I don't even know how I was able to like survive that whole thing because it was just like a dark place for me physically and mentally. Mm-hmm. It was just like a whole, like, that's why I call it like it's a journey, like this entire thing for me. So I feel like it like saved my life.
Oh my God, I'm gonna cry.
That's amazing.
That's really amazing. Oh my God, what a journey.
Yeah, literally.
Okay, for our last question, and we ask every single guest that comes on Full Coverage this question. If you guys each got $1 billion in cash, tax-free, what are you gonna do with it? We don't care about charity. Don't even say it.
We're gonna donate to charity.
But you're like, gonna donate to charity and give to your yourself. Now, what would you spoil yourself
for
with?
Myself?
For yourself.
$1 billion cash. What's the big prize?
Okay. I probably buy like a shit ton of land.
Yeah, that was what I was gonna go for.
And create like an Addie's world.
All the stuff you love. Yeah,
literally, like I don't even have to like leave my house for anything. I'll even have a little McDonald's in there for me.
Yeah,
so I'm just like, let me walk to McDonald's.
I love that.
It's like similar. I would love to just buy like a huge house.
Yeah.
Not only for me, but for my family. Because they make me happy. Mm. And like a house where I could just like have friends over, make it like a fun type
like a
of like thing.
Yeah.
And then I would probably and I would probably have so many fucking dogs. I love dogs. I feel like I would love to run and just have a bunch of fucking dogs.
Do you have dogs now?
I do. I have two.
Do you have any pets?
Yes.
I have cats, so.
You know what?
Are you?
Oh, yeah, you did tell me.
They'll get
you. No, girl. So my younger sister has a cat. His name's Jasper. Before Jasper, I didn't like cats.
I was cats just like. Cats are nice, though. Do you like?
Now, Jasper's really the only cat that I've been around, and I love him. Like, I love cuddling
him.
That
means you're an animal lover, though.
Yeah.
I'm the same way.
It's just because I was drawn to dogs because dogs are so hyper. They want to play with things.
They
love
attention.
Like, anyone who like knows me and like my dog, Honey, they know how like our bond is like this. Like she's copy. Like
that's
I'm like
your baby.
Sometimes I'm like, ew, you're me. Like in a dog. Like that's literally us.
Mood.
Like we're the same thing. But when I met a cat, No, no, no. When I thought of a cat, I never thought I could ever have like a relationship with a cat. Right. And then I met my sister's cat, and then I'm like, oh my god, I'm so in love with Jasper. They're different. Jasper. They're very different. They're independent. They love their own space. They but do. Once they want love, they'll come up to you.
Oh, that love playful. Is so special, though.
It's you're rewarding. Like, yeah, because you know they're so independent that when they look for you and they're like, okay, pet it's me, I'm
they
like,
want yeah, you want me. They yeah. want to you love you, and they love you, and they're yes. showing you that, and you know that because yes. my cats, all cats, they're literally like this half the time.
Yes,
and
they're very independent.
And if you touch them, they'll just kind of get up and walk.
Yes,
off.
They're all BBL girls. Yeah,
don't touch me. All of them. I'm like, yeah. Okay, so yeah, I'm a cat lover. Manny's
I
a little.
I have a little dog as well. So yeah. Mm-hmm. But I love cats. Like I love all animals. Like I'm a huge just animal same. Person.
I like dogs. Like I like, yeah, dogs, I like dogs for too. Sure. I'm hesitant on having one because I like low maintenance. Yes. I'm just so low maintenance.
Cats will do their own thing.
They do everything. So they do their laundry. Everything. No, I've turned Gabriel Zamora into a cat.
Yeah, two cats.
And he is.
He loves it. He's a cat boy. Oh, I love it. Well, thank you guys. That was it for the episode. That was so much fun.
Thank you guys for having us.
I went through a journey through here.
I know. It's like everything we just talked about.
I know. Literally. I'm all blacked out. I'm like, what?
You literally blacked out.
It's 3 days later.
I know. For real, you wake up like, guys.
When you
wake up.
Yeah.
I know. No, the story when you fell asleep on the chair, that really, I didn't think I was going to recover from that after. Is that Louis? She's like, really killed me personally. That was so good. But thank you so much for coming. We're going to leave, of course, all their socials linked down below. You guys check them out. And we will see you guys in the next episode of Full Coverage. Thank you guys so much. Bye. Bye.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.